This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Friday. Hope your Friday is going pretty well. Did not realize that the folks were that we were rolling so deep on EVs on listenership. Not a good or a bad thing inherently, just did not realize it. So a lot of people willing to give game to Fig. We appreciate you doing that. Get involved with the program all the time. 713-572-4.
I didn't realize that was going to get the people going like that, man.
You never know, man. You never know. But EVs, apparently, that's that gets the people going. So, and never mind. I'm not going to say that. So how did you get to a point where you saw the fun that people were having on social media over the last couple of days, Lopez, with this CEO out in Boston going to a Coldplay concert and being put up there on a kiss cam with a woman that he was caressing and locked in with. Did you notice that they had like fingers interlocked as well?
Oh, yeah.
With this?
Oh,
I mean, yeah. they was all the way caressed and hugged up.
All up in there. Wasn't her stomach.
They were locked in.
It was up in
they
there.
They were locked in. Yeah. Like they were tight in embrace.
Dang near diddly. Yeah.
I will say. All right.
Well, that's a good word.
But I don't know that they were diddling, though. Like, I feel like there's barriers and stuff that are... Anyway,
no, it's not what you think. Diddling means they're just kind of, like, in there.
Does it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not how I've heard that word used.
Yeah.
You with me, right, Fig?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to stay away from the explicit, but I was like, that's not...
Anyways. Google it. Anyway, go ahead.
they had that situation happen. They pop up on the kiss cam.
Yeah.
And, oh, boy, I don't know how he hit the elevator. Like, it looked like there was an escalator or elevator there in wherever they were, because he went beyond the barrier and just like completely went out of sight.
If it was like a high school bleacher, he would have been on the grass.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know.
He was trying to get underneath the stadium.
I don't know. He managed to get underneath there, and then old girl turns around embarrassed clearly. And this has been making the rounds on social media, numbers of tweets that are hilarious. But you decided to get to the numbers of this. I did not have to take you for the person that would go there.
Yeah, I went to the advanced stats route on this. By the way, did you guys go anywhere yesterday or have any conversation and this did not come up? Like everywhere. Everywhere I went yesterday and with everyone with whom I spoke, everyone talked about this.
Yeah, well, I didn't go anywhere. I mean, I didn't really go anywhere, but I always judge it based on my timeline. From Instagram, from Twitter, and even Facebook, because usually something that's going crazy on Twitter, people don't even know about it on Facebook.
Yeah.
But it was everywhere I looked.
It was everywhere. In fact, I went so far, and you raised an eyebrow, Figgy, when I say like just a pop culture story, not a sports story, not a political story, nothing like that. A pop culture story. I thought this has got to be one of the biggest, if not the biggest, pop culture story of the year so far. And so I kind of did, I kind of went into, you know.
The biggest pop culture story.
I mean, think about it.
Year.
I mean, not Diddy, right? I mean, because some people just didn't care. But this is like everywhere. Like, I'll give you some examples real quick before we get into some of this other stuff. The Newsweek, MSN, CNN, Fox News. I looked it up. Again, I was just kind of playing because I can't get enough of this story for some reason. All four of the major network, those major networks either led with this. I think it was, I forget which one. Anyway, one of them led with it or featured this on their nightly news. This story.
Okay.
That's one thing.
Ultimately, actually, I think that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Like, ain't no if it bleeds, it leads on the day. God, yeah. Good job. Good job, America. Everybody was like, decided the criminals and what have you and the people that were might be inclined to do some level of robbery or whatever. Mm-hmm. Everybody looked up and was like, wait, that man cheated on his wife? And we all found... We found a level of unity and peace.
Yes,
we took a step towards the perfect society, and all because old boy got caught cheating on the Summer Jam screen.
Yes, the New York Post. Of course, you're going to go there when a story like this happens. Front page headline, full page picture, 90 point or bigger headline. That it only said Dumbotron. They're so good at this.
Dumbotron. Okay.
They're so good at this, the New York Post. Verified accounts. This is just a few that I went through. Sugarland Space Cowboys.
What was the Space Cowboys
I don't have it in front of me.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I've seen a couple accounts joke on this.
ESPN reenacted it on SportsCenter. The Tampa Airport tweeted, take your girl to see Coldplay. Or her boss will. This is the airport in Florida. I'm presuming that Coldplay is going to be going down to Florida, whatever. All the verified accounts of you know celebrities and such. Travel sites have tweeted, like verified travel sites have tweeted about this. And I'm like, this is absolutely incredible. It is a worldwide phenomenon type story.
Do you feel like this might be an obvious answer, but do you feel like this really helped Coldplay too?
Absolutely.
Because I wasn't even thinking about Coldplay.
Spell the name right
now. It just seemed like Coldplay is known, like, hey, Coldplay concert coming up. Take your girl or boss will that type. It's like that type of joke now.
Maybe if you're just going, hey, Coldplay is touring. I didn't realize they were touring because I sincerely did not realize that they were.
That's
touring.
That's what I'm saying. Like I haven't heard their name in a minute.
Yeah,
it seems like there are more people than I thought would be actually upset at Coldplay for putting people on the screens with the Kiss Cam.
Oh, by the way, that statement is fake.
The idea that the Coldplay is not going to be doing a Kiss Cam no more?
No. The apparently there was one making the rounds.
They said the CEO made that a statement about it.
They made a statement, apologetic, and et cetera. And then he said, but, yeah, you know, I didn't expect Coldplay to do this and put people up there on this. That's fake. But now let's get into some numbers here because I was just like, this is absolutely incredible. So TikTok, as of this morning, I want to say it was about 8 o'clock, reported more than 50 million views in a 24-hour span on this one video. Twitter, in a 24-hour span, again, as of this morning, the comments, not likes or retweets or whatever, comments numbered 370,000 on one of the original, I think it was a TikTok, somebody, whoever first posted it, on one tweet, 370,000 comments.
Damn.
Comments. The Facebook numbers I couldn't find because they seem to be inexact for some reason. I don't know why, like how many Facebook accounts are talking about this
sure,
or posting it. But you got to figure it's in the same realm. Like this is absolutely incredible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So while we were looking for the things that would bring us together, right, and nothing in politics or what have you, apparently it is Schadenfreude laughing at this one or these couple of individuals' particular transgression. And this is where now we go into the film portion of it. If we've made this sports, let's go into film here and break down what went wrong and how you execute the play better. So Lopez, as the man who, and actually Figgy, both of y'all the married men, if you were to somehow find yourself in a situation where you were doing something like this, of course, neither of you would. You're a good, upstanding gentleman. But if you were in this situation, how do you avoid ending up on the Summer Jam screen in such a way and becoming the apparent star of everybody else's comedic movie
week? If I did, I know you'd take her side. Anyway, okay, the number one thing, and again, we're not, you know, condoning or anything. I think the biggest reason this story has millions and millions and millions of views is it has all the elements. It's a person of power, a CEO of a major company. It has the, you know, the juiciness of an affair, you know, being outed, so to speak. It has the coworker. It has success. He's a millionaire, or at least I presume so. He runs a billion-dollar company.
Which part of it is catches the most interest for you personally?
I think the fact that these are successful people.
So if so the coworker.
Oh, for me personally, no. I'm talking about like why it has taken on the life that it has. It crosses into pop culture, of course, with Coldplay. I think the fact that it even become people have dug in, and even the woman who was kind of shading her face and halfway laughing, halfway embarrassed, also works there and was hired by the woman that was being diddled or whatever.
Stop using that word. You can't keep saying that. And we can't keep doing this if you're going to keep saying that.
It has every ingredient, you know, to be juicy and take off like the way it has, you know?
Yeah, and it has taken off. A lot of people were, I think one of the avenues of conversation is, if they don't do if they don't recognize and see themselves on the Summer Jam screen, and immediately, you know, the guy doesn't try and hide and the woman doesn't turn her face away to make it very clear, oh, something wrong is happening here. And Chris Martin can easily then make the joke that is wildly accurate. He thought he was just joking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they must be having an affair up there. Lo and behold, yes. Yes, they were. So, like, what's the play here? Do you think it's the simple idea of play it cool, just act like y'all in a relationship and everything's fine? Y'all think that's how this goes?
I think that helps. I figure I'm interested in what you say. And a lot of people have said that. Again, the conversations I had yesterday, a lot of people, if they just had just acted like nothing. Yes, I think to a certain degree it wouldn't have gotten this kind of run. But the bigger thing for me is, how stupid do you have to be?
Correct.
Just to go to the concert. Like, you could run into a friend, you know, like just people do stupid things, man.
Were they in a suite? Because it looked kind of like they might be in a suite.
It looked like a personal suite,
which is probably
at least a personal area.
But you do got to walk in and walk out.
That's a good point.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, but you don't know how they came in. They could have drove separately.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
But it could have been just that little moment where he said, you know, let me put my arms around you and lock arms, you know, lock hands type deal.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, if it was me, I probably would have, I wouldn't have leaned into it and, you know, this is my woman type deal. But I would have, we on the camera. And then maybe slowly just kind of drop her hand a little bit. Just staying there.
Like, everybody has either reenacted it or, I mean, major accounts, as I just illustrated.
Yeah, you mentioned that the Space Cowboys, their account superimposed Big John Singleton on there saying they were happy he's back.
It's just, it's crazy, man. USA Swimming, the Olympic swimming, I saw them do it as well. That one just occurred to me. It's two swimmers like, and it says something like, when the clock is out on practice, but your coach wants to do one more, you know, one more lap. And then, I mean, everybody is in on this. Everyone.
Somebody said, if they played it cool, worst case scenario is you get caught locally, not by the planet. Here's the problem, though. The local portion is still a big deal, because if it's as long as it just got to get back to the wifey, right? Like it just has to get back to the wifey. Although I did see people, and this is the tough part, hypothesizing that, is this one of those, like, with how bold they were acting, this might be one of those, do what you want, just don't embarrass me.
Oh, well.
And I kind of thought about that, because he is a CEO, and it's a reason, if he was like one of us, he probably wouldn't be all out in public like this. But a CEO, he probably doing all type of wild stuff anyway.
Yeah.
If this is the do what you want, don't embarrass me, then yes. Mm-hmm. Play it cool, and this just does not go off as an embarrassment that it actually is.
Yeah.
But I think getting caught locally is the issue. Why it's so dumb that he was acting like this out in public.
Yeah. I think the part that kind of make it worse is she was part of the HR team.
That's all the elements.
That's the part.
Yeah.
That's the part. It wasn't just like a regular 9-to-5 guy having an affair with another 9-to-5er.
Right.
It's the CEO, and this lady just got hired to the HR team.
Yeah, I think that's a big, big part of it. It's also something that everybody, you know, either someone in your family or you know, heaven forbid, you can relate to have, you know, be in that situation. Yeah. And it just has everything.
Yeah,
has
I will everything. Say they was a little bit dramatic with it, too, when they seen they was on that screen.
But it was sincere.
Yeah, it was sincere. But you would have thought you caught them naked the way they reacted.
That's
they
how
just,
they felt.
It was just like, like covering up.
How long before we get the, because you know, like at the sporting event where they have the proposal and, you know, the person says no and we find out that actually those are actors.
This was real.
No. I think that this was real. How long before we had the reenactment with actors at a sporting event?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think 100%. It's like,
this season, somewhere.
It's going to be a rollout. Somebody going to make it some type of rollout.
Oh, yeah. Somebody else.
Because they do it anyway. I thought it was fake when I first saw it, because you do it all the time with.
Yeah.
Yeah. The little kiss cam type deal.
But you wouldn't do it at a concert. That's a weird place to have the fake.
Somebody else said Halloween costumes. Galore.
Yes.
And then the last thing, and we mentioned this morning, either the woman, probably the woman who was cheating, the HR person, or the wife, podcast heaven. Just like Hawk to a Girl. Podcast heaven.
You went that way. I went the other way of like the, ABC anchors that were having affairs on their significant others and ultimately came together and had, they actually have a podcast in it is still going. Amy and TJ on IR. And from the 713, this is how they finish it. That's what you get for listening to Coldplay. Don't do that. Fox is fantastic. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, obviously a good thing that your Houston Rockets have gotten Kevin Durant signed up, traded. It's going to be great for this upcoming 2025-26 season. But is this possibly another huge thing that you avoided by making sure that you got to Kevin Durant? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.